excellent why some believe this scandal may be the biggest yet. Brad.
Yeah, good evening to you, Huell. When will he be gone? One councilwoman said of Kwame Kilpatrick. This relationship may put the police department in limbo. In short, they were two of the most important and powerful people regionally, and keeping their relationship kosher was key, and apparently the relationship wasn't kosher.
It's the federal monitor and former mayor.
The person supposed to be overseeing is in bed with...
Well, not quite. It's only said the relationship was personal. Personal trips to D.C. and more, meals and hotel stays, and thousands of text messages exchanged, those now being eyed by administration lawyers. It's the same old ex-mayor and a new woman.
The first woman cost the city of Detroit $8 million. This woman may have cost the city $10 million. I mean, where is it going to end?
Cheryl Robinson Wood abruptly resigned after being confronted with the texts. For 6 years working for Kroll Incorporated, her job was federal monitor, her aim to get the DPD in line with mandated reforms. 6 years in, they're not even halfway there. At the core is policing.
I'm 61. I led my first demonstration against police misconduct when I was 20. That makes us 41 years.
Councilwoman Sheila Cockrell on the taint now pervading the person charged with writing how the police police.
It's a tragedy. It's shocking. It's infuriating. I don't know. Pick a word. What words are left? I mean, this has been going on and on and on. And I guess one of the things that you keep wondering is, you know, well, what are you going to hear next? I mean, who would have ever dreamt of all the possible scenarios? This is absolutely not one that I would have ever imagined could even happen.
We tried, but were unable to get in touch with Miss Robinson Wood or her husband, a man now running for office in Baltimore, Maryland. The relationship, a headline now, but also what didn't get done under Robinson Wood.
6 years later. Not only has the City of Detroit Police Department not worked out its problems, now we find there's personal relationships going on with the two people who are supposed to be in charge. Ultimately, the worst case scenario, the judge could say, City of Detroit, you can't run your police department anymore.
A judge will now officially decide that. There are multiple investigations going on involving those texts between the two. And as mentioned earlier, she and her company paid more than $10 million for their services over the past 10 years. Councilwoman Sheila Cockrell saying they'll now look to potentially recoup some of that money, considering the ethical breach. Huell?
All right, Brad, thank you for that live report. Now, if you want to see more of Brad's story, just head to the News Edge webpage. You can also follow Brad on Twitter and Facebook. Just click on the News tab of MyFoxDetroit.com.